This is Dr. Yo. Welcome to Respecting the Future. Your host is Levin Chuck Wilson, better known as Chuck. He has committed his body of work to serving individuals, families, and communities. As a social worker, he's taken the oath to be a change agent. This is the episode in the series of Self-Talk. It's all about self-management and how to move from one position to another, moving the needles and mountains in your life. So, let's talk to Chuck.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear? Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.
So Chuck, I am so excited about having this conversation with you. We get a lot of emails, and I noticed a common thread of this acronym, PBS. Can you explain to me what that means?
Well, Dr. Yo, this is a very controversial acronym, and I'll tell you what it means. It stands for Pigs, Bitches, and Slaves.
And really?
I know when I say it, you know, people think, wow, that's very, very, very different. What do you mean? What are you saying? Let me tell you how I started. So a few months ago, I'm working with one of my clients. As you know, I'm a social worker. I'm working with one of my clients, and I realized that the type of therapy that I've been using, more of a cognitive behavior type therapy with this person, just wasn't working. I just could not get her to see or move from A to B. So I went with a more aversive type of conversation. So I said, listen, are you a pig? And she, you know, she's like, well, a pig. I said, yeah, what do pigs do? She said, pigs wallow in mud. I said, absolutely. If you want to stay in the situation that you're in, ask yourself, are you a pig? If you want to stay in the same routine, the same stuff, the same relationship, the same job, the same rut, the same circumstances, and you have an option to move, and you decide that you're going to stay there, well, you're acting like a pig. Now, then I said, are you a bitch?
Whoa. What did she say to that?
And she said, hell no, I'm not a bitch. I said, well, you're acting like a bitch. I said, let me contextualize this for you. A bitch in this context means that here's a person who knows they are better. They know that they can do something different. They know that this is the wrong situation for them. But they continue to stay in the same stuff, the same relationship, taking the beating, taking the abuse, taking the all the junk from one person or a group of people. And just because of what they think about them. That's a bitch. Now, then what is a slave? I say, well, the slave is almost like a Siamese twin to the bitch. The slave is like that elephant with a wet spaghetti noodle around his neck, thinking that the spaghetti noodle has all the power. When in fact, that doesn't even make sense. A elephant with a wet spaghetti noodle being controlled by the noodle? Mm-hmm. So that's where the concept of PBS came from, pig, bitches, and slaves. So when I go around different colleges and different places and I speak, and we're talking about being prepared and doing what you need to do to move from A to B, and you say, I have these barriers, I have these things that's keeping me from doing it. I say, well, you know, let's get down to it. Are you a bitch? Are you a pig? Are you a slave? You know, which one are you? Maybe you're all three. I don't know. But it wakes people up. It gets your attention.
So I understand what you're talking about, disrupting the commonalities in people's lives. But the acronym PBS, how do people react to that?
Well, it gets their attention. Definitely gets their attention. But it makes people think. You know, a lot of, you know, people can live with being upset. People can live with being hurt. People can live with being disappointed. But let me slap you. If I slap you right now, Dr. Yo, there's going to be a fight in this studio.
I would win.
Well, you might. But at least you're going to fight back.
Right.
You're going to get mad. You're going to be angry. So when your situation needs to change, you need to get mad. So I use language. as a way to move a person. And so when I ask a person, are you a pig, bitch, or slave? That makes them think, and they don't forget that. And it's not, you know, I'm not being, it's very controversial, and I'm not using bitch in the context of when, you know, we talk about how rappers use bitch. I'm trying to wake you up and use it as a metaphor.
Well, I guess another metaphor that we could use is, you know, what we talk about, insanity is doing something, the same thing over and over, day in and day out. So as a social worker then, give me one thing that we could walk away with, and even the listeners, one thing, what can they walk away from listening to this conversation that we're having?
I think, what is your message? What is your personal message? You know, when we talk about business and when you're working on a business plan, you're looking at your target market, you're looking at your message, you're looking at your budget. But when we look at it ourselves as individuals, or in a relationship, or when we look at ourselves corporately, what is our message? And sometimes that could be a one-word adjective. And then how is that message being perceived in our environment? And how is it impacting our environment? So I think what is your message is the one thing that we should all take away from this. And even for myself, daily I have to ask myself, what am I selling today? I think we should want to be best sellers instead of BSers.
Gotcha. That makes sense. That really does. So you're... recommendation then is, as we wake up in the morning, we think about, okay, what is our message today? What if you can't move beyond that insanity or the routine of your life? What can you do?
I think ask yourself that question. PBS. Hashtag okay. PBS.
Got you.
Am I a pig, bitch, or slave today?
Got you.
If the answer is no, move on. If the answer is yes, why?
But what if you can't move on, though?
Ask yourself why. Well, you might not be able to move on, but why are you a PBS?
Okay.
Just deal with that. If you can ask yourself that courageous question, mm-hmm. and answer it honestly, mm-hmm. and if you can't answer it, get your closest friends around you to have a courageous conversation. Say, hey, you know what? I think I'm a pig because I can't seem to get out of this situation. Can you help me? Tell me the truth. Be honest with me. If you love me, if you care about me, tell me the truth of why I perceive myself as a pig and why I'm acting like a pig.
And you brought up a real valid point, is having the right people around you in order to help you be a better person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Your environment, we're the sum total of our experiences. And our experiences include our environment. The people around us, our supporters, our opposition, the people we don't know yet, the relationships that we want to develop, is so important. We are put on earth to exist with each other.
You know, as I sit here, I really think real hard on the PBS situation or phenomena, as you would say. And it's hard. It's really hard because we are not just one type of an individual. You have single moms that are out there. You have, we're working so many more hours, even at two income. How do you get to the point where you're moving out of the muck, or you're, you know, leaving the situation, the slavery situation that you're in, and stepping out and becoming that best person for yourself, or, you know, champion that message for yourself? You know, I still have to go back to, how do you make that if you just don't have that inner strength?
Well, you know, that's a great question, Dr. Yeo. When I ask the question, are you a PBS? Let's change the language. This is hot off the press. This is hot off the press. Just like I said, pigs, bitches, and slaves. Maybe we should go from being pigs, bitches, and slaves to being powerful, bold, and strong.
I actually prefer that.
Preference and what it is two different things.
Okay. You got that. You've got that. But I truly believe, though, that it's a matter of looking from within. And how do you get that inner strength to be able to move from where you are today to the next level? And as a social worker, I'm sure you come upon situations like this daily. So that's why we're really having this conversation, to disrupt the common thread of mediocrity. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Let me say it like this. You know, I think the goal should be to pursue goals, to pursue change, to pursue growth, to pursue development versus achieving something. I know, because when you achieve something or set something, like say, for instance, you say you want to set a goal. Well, that means that it's stationary. You say set. And what happens when you set something and you move towards it, you run into it. Then you have to make a decision, okay, what do I do with it when I get there? It's like buying a handbag. I'm sure, Dr. Yo, you like, you know, the Hermes and all the other, I don't know if I can say that on this thing, but, you know, all these other handbags, I won't give any credit to any of them, but whatever it is that you like and you want that thing, and you make a plan to buy that thing or get that thing, once you get it, then it's like, okay, what's next? I got it. I have it. What do I do now? But when you pursue something, then you really become actively involved and engaged with it. That's where the wisdom comes. That's where the knowledge comes. That's where the processes come from. You actually become an internal think tank, process tank, and implementation tank internally. So then you're able to move from the PBS, pigs, bitches, and slaves, to the PBS, powerful, bold, and strong. So when you're in those moments where you're in the negative side of the PBS and you want to go to the positive side of PBS, you have to ask yourself that question, what am I going to do? Where am I going to go? Who's going to help me get there? What's my strategy? What's my strategic plan? Why should I do this? Who is it going to impact? That's all about a pursuit. That's not about setting something. That's about pursuing something.
Well, you've got some valid points there about the pursuit and the process. It truly is. And I believe it's Maslow who has that self-actualized highest level. And it's almost like when you get there, you're thinking to yourself, well, is it all this? So you have to pursue another goal, and you keep going, and you keep going, and you keep going. But sometimes you sit back and you see your friends who have done many, you know, minor things, and they've excelled, or they don't have as much problems as you do. So how then do you still continue the pursuit, the get up in the morning, the hour drive to work, you know, the menial jobs, and just persevere moving forward? How do you do that day after day after day?
Your message. It's all about your message. The message must be the same every day. It's about respecting your future. It's about looking at the sum total of everything that you've ever experienced and say, you know what? I want to get there. We want to get there. How can I make an impact here, there, and other places? How can I be a change agent? How do I move my community? How do I move my family? How do I move my situation? How do I move the unknown? How do I deal with the future of things, you know?
And you know what? That's a great wrap-up for us. We've got so much more to talk about in this series of self-talk, so much. So take us out on this note of the powerful, the bold, and the strong. And that's my identity.
Well, listen, either you're a pig, bitch, or a slave, or you want to be powerful, bold, and strong.
Awesome. All right, Chuck, thank you so much. It's been such a wonderful, controversial conversation. I invite you to come back to our next episode in the series of Self-Talk. This is Dr. Yo, but before we go, I really want to send a shout out to our awesome engineer, Sam Walton. Until then, it's all about moving the needles and mountains in your life.
Maybe you think that the message has changed. Then won't you lend me your ear, your ear?
Maybe you think that the news is new and history can live again. Then you ought to hear this.